Blackstone presents There Are No Stupid Questions in Science by Leah Elson, MS, MPH. This book is read by Leah Elson, MS, MPH. All illustrations that appear in the print edition of this book can be found in the bonus PDF file that accompanies your audiobook CD or download. To sentient beings of the cosmos and the perpetually curious at heart. Introduction. The idea for There Are No Stupid Questions in Science was actually conceived 6 years ago. But to understand its strange, slightly dangerous inception, I'd have to take you back much, much further. You see, dear reader, I've always been a bit of a ham bone. When I was growing up, my report cards read the same. Brilliant student, but very poor citizenship. Talks too much. However, I'd like the record to show, as I also tried to explain to my parents back then, that too much is quite a subjective assessment. But to be perfectly honest with myself and you, not much has changed. My superiors in science might likely draft a similar report card for me today if given the opportunity. And this overflow of curious energy brings me to the book you're holding now. This introduction is the chaotic origin story of a scientist you never needed or wanted. So 6 years ago, during a live video feed on Facebook, I placed a string of Christmas tree lights in the microwave and fired it up. Why? To confirm a theory that they would illuminate. And also to make people laugh. Through an electric cascade of sizzles and pops, I explained to my internet onlookers the electromagnetic rationale for why the bulbs lit up when the microwave was running. After the smoke cleared, both the literal and metaphorical kinds, I took my fledgling steps in a journey through science communication. As the experimentation featured in the live videos became more grandiose, I was urged by my growing group of avid viewers to take the science instruction public. After reconstructing a tiny dual-phase rocket engine model in my bathroom and accidentally torching a cloth shower curtain to ashes, I decided to move my content to a public platform in a less flammable capacity. On Instagram, I developed my next generation of science outreach called 60 Seconds of Science. Under the username @gnarlybynature, I blazed...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?